It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9:02 the time, and welcome to a Wednesday morning. Something really important taking place next Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:15 over at the Susie Q Senior Center. What's happening is Laguna Beach Police Department and the Laguna Beach Seniors are joining forces to fight scammers, and we're going to talk to a few people involved with that this morning. Joe Ekblad from the Stop Fraud Forum happening Tuesday, and this could not be a more important subject that we're tackling. Also in studio, we have Officer Brian Greep, Natasha Hernandez, and Tanner Flagstad. Thank you all for being here with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Now, I'm reading more in the news. Every time I read some news here, I'm seeing that more and more people are being taken advantage of by scammers. It seems that it's becoming more prevalent. Is this true? Is it something that's on the rise?
Oh, it's been on the rise and is still on the rise. As program director for Laguna Beach Seniors, I've conducted several scam workshops over the past 4 years. And unfortunately, we live in the 92651 zip code, which is a wealthy zip code, and scammers and fraudsters are just coming after seniors at record pace, and they're very clever now online. It's out of control, and we really want to help educate our seniors on how to prevent fraud.
Now, are seniors the most vulnerable?
They are vulnerable because, you know, they're not as computer savvy.
Right.
Possibly they're still using landlines, and that's perfectly okay. But as I say, these fraudsters are just so clever, and they're just, you know, getting into the cyber aspect of, and it's beyond all of us.
Give us some examples of what might be one of the scams that we would see.
You know, that's what we're going to showcase at our fraud workshop. As I say, I've done scam workshops. There's over 100 scams out there. It's too impossible to go over the IRS scam, Medicare scam. That's what's going to be different about this workshop. This workshop is going to be more on what we can do as individuals to prevent fraud from happening and to help us.
So is it any longer a smoke-filled room full of people on phones saying, "Get your checkbook, Vera"? Is it that anymore, or is it's graduated to online?
It's online, we've got your computer, your tech, your phone, your smartphone, your landline. Somebody knocks on your door who says they're a contractor. It's everything.
Okay.
Everything.
All right, Officer Greep, what are we going to be talking about?
We're going to talk about ways that you can. Steps that you can take to prevent being a victim of fraud. That's the most important message we want to get out here. This is for prevention. So we want to prevent these things from occurring rather than responding after the fact. We're going to have some victims that give you a firsthand account of what happened to them and kind of what was going through their mind when it was actually happening to them,
right,
and how what they learned after the fact.
Right.
And then take you through the steps of what happens when the police get involved, when your bank gets involved, and beyond that. And then, like I said, steps to prevent, hopefully, from you becoming a victim.
Do you find this crime is underreported because people seem to be embarrassed sometimes that they got ripped off? Is that something?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, I don't think we have any real clue as to the extensiveness of it. Even some of the people that do come forward are reluctant and embarrassed,
right,
by becoming a victim.
Right.
So I think there's probably more that we don't know about than what we do.
Right. And I've always given the suggestion to just be cynical. You know, I'm not a very trusting person,
right,
to begin with. And I don't find myself letting the person knock on my door and go, "Hey, you know, I can fix this garage or door, whatever." I don't fall into that. I really don't. But I could see where that would be some people are easy marks that way, I think. Now, can you teach streetwise like that? For instance, I feel that that's kind of a streetwise. Can you teach that?
I think you can encourage people to be cautious. And a lot of people are trusting just out the door. And then it's usually too late by the time they kind of catch on. But I think if you kind of keep that guard up for a little bit longer and ask enough questions and do a little interaction to where you finally feel that comfortableness where you can lower your guard before you write that check or make that deposit or something like that, rather than just being, you know, really trustworthy out at the gate.
Right.
Keep your guard up and be cautious.
Right. You're going to teach these people that really there's not a lot of IRS agents that call your house and go, hey, write me a check. Is that right, Joe?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And the bank doesn't ever call.
Right.
The IRS doesn't call. Right. Medicare doesn't call. Social Security Administration doesn't call.
Right.
Your banks don't call.
Right.
You know, but these texts come over your smartphone and it says call 1-800. There's been some activity on your, and before you know it, you're dialing into a fraudster as opposed to calling the bank and getting the bank's phone number, your bank's phone number, and calling them first. And that's the basis of this workshop again too. It's called Take Five to Stop Fraud, because we want people to be aware of these five things.
Okay.
Number one, don't assume an email, a text, a phone call, or a sweetheart suitor is genuine in the first place. That's
Bingo.
Huge. Take a
right.
second to just
be cynical.
About it.
Be cynical.
Yes,
yeah.
Be cynical. Never. Number two, never disclose personal security details.
Right.
Don't ever, you know, give anybody your password.
Right.
Nobody should ever, you know.
No one would ask for it, is what you're saying, right?
Exactly. No one would ask for yours. Exactly.
Right.
Don't be rushed, number three.
Right.
Listen to your instincts, number four. And then stay in control, number five. So
right.
just take five, deep breath, right. and just stop it before it even...
Those are excellent.
Yeah.
And I think if you I think if you combine number three and five and don't be rushed... I think that we a lot of times we feel when we're in that position, we feel the pressure of
yes.
that text.
And that's
or
what
that, right.
fraudsters clue into.
Right.
That's their manipulative strength.
Right.
It,
and yeah.
They're good at it.
Right.
And that's what makes these people so horrible.
Okay. So again, this happens next Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. at the Susie Q Center. How can we find out more information? How can
is
it free? It's free?
It's a free event.
Okay.
It's a free event.
Okay.
We'll start with a meet and greet.
Okay.
There'll be light refreshments.
Okay.
And resource tables there. And then we'll dive into the program, which will start with actual victim stories
right.
of people that have actually been victimized.
I think we all of us probably have family members or neighbors that have been victimized in some way, you know?
Right. Go into a room and you say, who's been... Anyone been scammed, and 3/4 of the room is going to know somebody,
right.
or they've had a story of their mother, you know, got attacked by an Apple computer guy who got into her computer, and right. you just kind of your heart breaks when you hear these guys get that far. So.
I have a neighbor who has since passed away across the street, who had gotten a phone call. Congratulations, you have won. You've been selected to receive. Yeah. You didn't win anything, but you've been one of these five prizes. And this poor woman ended up dumping like $1,000 and they sent her pens.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
she got
dear.
Like, yeah. So,
really?
Yeah. So that's, I felt horrible for it. And it's, again, yeah. that's the kind of thing. They lead
yeah.
you to believe you're getting
yeah.
a lot more than you
yeah.
are.
And there's an online test, and I can't believe I'm telling Greater Laguna Beach this story, but it's a take a test to see if you're too smart to be scammed. I'm 3 out of 10.
Okay.
because they get through texting, you know,
right.
a smartphone, your computer. They're doing every tactic they possibly can. So you just really got to be on guard.
All right. Well, we might not have a more important subject here in town. I'm
yes.
telling you. So everybody be aware. This coming Tuesday, October 15th from 5:30 to 7:15, Laguna Beach Police Department and Laguna Beach Seniors joining forces to fight scammers. And the way we fight everything is with education.
Education.
That's how you do it. It's bottom line education. If you know, you don't get ripped off. If you know. So,
exactly. They can call our front desk at the Susie Q at 949-464-6645 to register for this event.
Okay.
So please do.
So you're going to reserve a spot for them
we'll
at that
We'll reserve meeting. A spot.
All right, fantastic.
At this forum.
All right,
mm-hmm.
Joe, Brian, Natasha, Tanner, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right,
I appreciate
you being
it.
Here. Thank you.